From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Happy birthday to the Commonwealth of Australia, which was born on this day in 1901. We have a holiday for the new year, and a birthday party in 3 and a bit weeks' time. I trust we all enjoy the summer and the holidays and manage to squeeze in some operating and maybe contesting as well. Just before the Christmas break, the WIA lodged its response to the class licence discussion paper with the ACMA. With lots of detail and questions as to the protection our service can expect under the proposals, the reply will be eagerly awaited by the amateur community. As others have pointed out, the Citizens Band Service has been operating for many years with effectively no regulation under a class licence. This came home to me during the past week when the continuing breakthrough I was hearing on the UHF Road Channel 40 turned out to be some very young children playing with what I can take were low-powered handhelds. Fortunately, at the time, there were only a couple of users who were strong enough to override the interference, thanks to the FM capture. In other circumstances, this misuse of the channel could have had more serious consequences. We all probably saw that some of the flood-affected areas south of Brisbane have set up safety networks using UHFCB. And in the TV story that I watched, people were using handheld radios with all the limitations that they carry. It's a shame that these items can be purchased as stocking fillers and allowed to be used as toys by unskilled children. Like it used to be thought proper to teach children their street address and telephone number, it now seems important that they be taught the basics of good radio procedures. The fact that the ACMA hides behind the reasoning that they don't have the resources to protect spectrum just perpetuates the misuse. Like lack of policing, dangerous driving allows the unwary to place themselves and others in danger. The failure to regulate the airwaves has the potential to cause loss of life also. If funding is the issue, then this is an issue for our federal politicians to address. As spectrum users and electors, it is our right to take the matter to them. So whatever the festivities we have to ring in the new year, isn't it amazing how much worth we place on an event that celebrates the arbitrary selection of a day on which to commence the calendar which eventually gave us the variant that we use today? It's one great historical lottery that makes January 1 the rollover day of the calendar. Still, it won't lessen the celebrations and beat rituals for the Aussie masses, or even take anything from the Scots and Hogmanay. Whatever we all enjoy today, let it be safe so that we can enjoy it again in 12 months' time. Before I leave, a big shout out to the publicity folk in clubs. We are looking forward to including your story in Q News throughout 2023. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.